I was listening to South Carolina this morning, and I was listening to Philip, and he hit upon a couple things, kind of just skirted over it. I want to nail it a little bit. I want to take that coffin and nail it shut. So I'm going to be in, where am I? Matthew something. Matthew 11, verse 28. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. You ever wonder what that means, rest unto your souls? Now, I don't want anybody to raise their hand, but have you ever done anything in your life that comes back and hits you like a hammer? It just nails you and makes you feel guilty. Some sin that you've committed or attitude that you had, and you just can't seem to get shed of it. You ever had that? I know I have. Things that I did way back, even before I was a Christian. And I'll think of, and they'll come and they'll hit me and I'll, that is a troubled soul. That is a soul in labor. But when Jesus Christ died on the cross for us and shed his blood, all of that was taken away. Amen. Every bit of it. And God throws it into the sea of forgetfulness and he remembers it no more. So why do we keep going back to it? Why do we keep going back to yesterday? Or the day before yesterday, or the week, or the month, or the year? It's because of the carnal nature of man and the sin that is in our flesh. But when we look at Jesus and we put off that yoke of the law and put on the yoke of faith and salvation that comes from Jesus Christ, our soul is at rest. It is no longer in turmoil. All we have to do is decide to believe him. And when that Satan comes and tries to throw that crap on you, because let me show you something. Let me show you a mystery. The Bible says that Satan, the devil, stands before the throne of God night and day, accusing the saints. Amen? Didn't it say that? Where do you dwell? If you are a believer in Jesus Christ, where do you dwell? You dwell in Jesus. And where does Jesus dwell? In the throne. Now watch this. This is some powerful stuff if you get a handle on it. When that thought comes at you, it comes at you because you're in that throne with Jesus and you're hearing Satan accuse you. Now you can agree with Satan, or you can agree with Jesus and say, nah. I don't see it. It's gone. Doesn't exist. You're a liar. Do you understand what I'm saying? You see, that thought coming out at you from nowhere, what you think is nowhere, is really coming from the throne room of God when Satan accuses you. And because your spirit is there, And your spirit is now, through Jesus, connected to your soul. You get that. And you have a choice to believe the gospel, to believe Jesus, to receive that forgiveness that he's given you. Or you can believe the old carnal flesh and dwell in that. Have you ever noticed in the world, those that are not of God have no guilt over the evil they do? Islam, the radical Islamists that murder and kill and destroy like their father, the devil. Because remember, it was Jesus said that thief comes but to kill, steal, and destroy. You look at a religion that kills, steal, and destroy, you know the source. The source is Satan. The source is the devil. And he's a liar. They accuse the saints, but they are the ones that are guilty. And their conscience has no guilt because they're of their father, the devil. He says, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. See, the old yoke, keep the law, which no one can do. But the yoke of Jesus is, believe me, I'll get you through. Believe me. I'll pour out my blood for you. Believe me, I'll raise you up. Believe me, I will cover you. That's the yoke of Jesus. Now I want to go to Jeremiah for a minute. I'm going to go to Jeremiah 23 and 33. And starting in verse 33, and when this people, or the prophet, or a priest shall ask thee, saying, what is the burden of the Lord? Thou shalt say unto them, what burden? I will even forsake you, saith the Lord. As for the prophet, and the priest, and the people, that shall say the burden of the Lord, I will even punish that man and his house. How many times have I heard people tell me to follow the Lord is hard? They're saying the burden of the Lord. Oh, it's so hard to follow Jesus. It's just so hard to follow the Lord. No, it is not. It's hard to follow religion. It's hard to follow the law. But it's not hard to follow Jesus. His burden is light. His burden is easy. His burden is yes, yes, and amen. His burden is forgiveness and love and hope and salvation. That's his burden. It's easy. You can follow yourself and you can follow your pride and you can follow all the things of the world. That's hard. Justifying yourself and trying to make yourself better than somebody else. Now that's a burden. Because no matter how good you make yourself, there's always somebody better. But if you just rest in God's promise and in his word, just rest. Let the world go. Let the problems of the world go. And trust in Jesus Christ. And there's no burden. Your soul is no longer troubled. And you're free to have fellowship one with another in love without condemning one another or accusing one another or hating one another, but rather loving one another as God intends it. Amen.
Amen.
Let's do it. Praise God.